Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us and guide us during these times of accelerating energies to awaken, embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this journey. And this is the sound activation for the episode, the companion episode for the Soul Mission, Mother Anna, Soul Mission and Purpose episode. In this sound activation, what we are going to do is we are going to align with our mission, align with the wisdom, clear the pathway for us to receive the blessings, the mission, the alignment with our soul. And I encourage you to take this as a sacred practice. Light a candle, burn some incense, really make this your time to commune with your soul, to commune with the divine. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to do the meditation. Wait until you can be in a comfortable space where you can be undisturbed for the next hour or so, and where you can truly be open to receive the wisdom and the divine energies. Long, deep breathing. You can have your eyes closed. You can be seated or lying down, whatever is your preference. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your sacral, or you can have both of your palms up, facing up at your sides. Don't forget that if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that likes to cut in with all kinds of advertisements and squirrely stuff, please switch off to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We do not need squirrely information coming in when we are trying to receive our soul, our mission, healing, activations. Just not a good combination. So you can listen to this for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. It'll be one of the two most recent podcasts uploaded at Embodying the Shekhinah on that player. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts, I believe Samsung and Spotify also do not cut into the body with advertisements, but please make sure that you know for sure and that you switch to a platform that does not cut into the body with advertisements. And that is it for the housekeeping. All you need to do is be open to receive. And let's get started. Long, deep breathing. Settling in, feeling your body, and allowing your breath to take you deeper into yourself, into the divine, as we call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. I ask that you fill our beings with the breath of life and that you nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze, blessing us with clarity. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya, as well as the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, creation, healing, purification and activation of our hearts and our wounds. home spaces, our seat of creation. I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deeper alignment with our intuition, clearing away the veils and allowing us to receive, to see, to hear the messages from the divine realms. Allow us to embody the wisdom and aid us in taking aligned action. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, the 13 petals of the Shekhinah. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, of transmutation, of purification. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth, wisdom. I ask that you guide us and illuminate our path forward today and every day, blessing us with courage, with strength, with hope, blessing us with alignment to truth. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence, harmony, and alignment with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy, asking that you ground us in your strength and your courage. Shield us with the blue flame, purifying and alchemizing our energy field. As I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, keeper of the mission and the light codes of light conception. I call in Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Yeshua Mashiacha, Kala Mashiacha, Sarat Tamar, divine child, light beings of the desert rose lineage. I call in your presence. I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors. The light codes of Venus. I call in the energies of Tevet, the Ayin, the Beit. And I call in the energies of this number 9 year. I call in our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love. I call in divine love. The divine mother, father, god, goddess, Alaha. I call in the golden light of the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, asking her light, her golden energy, to start streaming through the Heter, activating and purifying our connection to the divine, to the higher realms, strengthening our connection to the divine mother, father, god, goddess, source. Allowing the cleanses us with the sacred breath of life every day. Allowing the golden light to stream into the Chokhmah and the Bina, the Sefirot to the right of your right ear and the left of your left ear, opening your connection to the divine, to intuition, to wisdom and understanding. Clearing the veil around our eyes, allowing us to see with the true sight. Allowing your heart to expand, is the higher octave of the solar plexus, the sacred I Am presence. Strengthening your soul connection, your sovereignty, as we clear away the blockages and the cords and the stuck energy and the agreements we entered into to give away our power, to be controlled and manipulated, allowing these contracts, these agreements to be nullified, rendered null and void, whether we entered into them knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. Allow these programs where we don't feel we are enough, we don't feel we are worthy, allow them to be canceled, allow them to be dissolved and alchemized into great alignment with your soul, into confidence, into sovereignty, into being able to trust yourself with your power as you call your energy, your power back to you, returning to sender anything that is not ours and not in alignment with our highest light, knowing we are worthy, we are enough, we are whole and complete unto ourselves. We are sparks of the divine essence in this human vessel, choosing to align with our soul. So we may share the divine light of creation. Bringing in even more golden light into our sacred vessel. As we allow the golden light of Shekhinah to come into the Yesod, into the womb space, into the chalice between your hip bones, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to purify and alchemize the waters of your Yesod, of your creation. Strengthening our connection to our womb space as we purify the waters of the Yesod, bringing in healing, nurturing activations into our creative space, strengthening our ability to consciously co-create our experience. this dense energy, strengthening our connection to the physical experience, to our bodies, to the earth. As we come to understand even more deeply the sacredness of the physical experience, as this experience of physicality is a manifestation of divine grace, star chakra, to the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Gaia, and traveling deep into the earth through the aquifers and the ley lines and vortices, the deep layers of earth, until your umbilical cord of golden light reaches the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia. For creation and the divine to unfold, and whatever needs to be surrendered, any dense energy you are holding, any loss, any pain, extend it to the earth, allowing Gaia dense energy as we send her this nourishment, allowing her to alchemize it into light, to nourish herself and to nurture the earth, and to nurture us. And as we feel our oneness, our connection to the divine realms, to the earth, envisioning the golden light of Shekhinah, uniting with the crystalline light of Gaia, allow her white light to intertwine with the golden light of Shekhinah as we make our way back up through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, until we reach your energy and physical body, allowing the golden light of Gaia, the diamond white light of Gaia, and the golden light of Shekhinah to merge, to intertwine, feeling yourself embodied as we give thanks. You can turn on your right side if that feels good. And as you call all parts of yourself into this present moment, keeping your eyes closed, integrating all that we have received. We give thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, to the south, Archangel Gabriel, to the waters, the Mayim, the Shamayim, the Maya. In gratitude to the east, the Nuchra, the fire, and Archangel Uriel. To the west, the Arha, the earth, Archangel Michael. In gratitude to Mary Magdalene, Kala Meshicha, and Yeshua Meshicha. Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. In gratitude to the Pleiadians, the Seven Sisters, the Hathors, thanking them for their healing frequencies. Opening in grace, in love, in gratitude, to receiving even more of the infinite love of the divine. As we come into embodiment, into the oneness of ourself, our physical body, and in this space, knowing that we are infinitely one with the soul, with the divine, with the cosmic realms, with the earth. Was a lovely and beautiful sound activation. So much shifted even as I'm playing the bowl, so I do encourage you to drink plenty of water. Sound healings are energetic activation, so drink plenty of water, nourish your body with food, ground, pay attention to your dreams. If you have a chance to go for a walk in nature, to hug a tree, I encourage you to do so. And make note of all that you have received. The insights will be coming within, well, if they haven't already shown up, they will be coming within the next few days. So really give yourself time and space to receive and listen to the messages. This is how our mission, even I'm in the ethers, this is how our mission gets transmitted to us. In the silence, in the stillness, we can fully receive the wisdom that aligns us more fully with the light of our soul, with the fullest expression of our divine essence. If you enjoyed this, I encourage you to write a review, to share, to subscribe, to take a listen to this again whenever you need to. You can follow me on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and at Embodying the Shekhinah. And I share smaller sound activations, mantras, mudras, practices, also on YouTube, where I put up longer format videos at Aurea Lara. The links are below. blessed day of the goddess, Ahava.